You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.
The word is BSIM. Spelled B for building, S for security, I for in, M for maturity, and M for model. Definition: a descriptive model that provides a baseline of observed software security initiatives and activities from a collection of volunteer software development shops. Example sentence: the BSIM is primarily a measuring stick for software security, used by developers to compare and contrast their own initiative with the data about what other organizations are doing. Origin and context: Dr. Gary McGraw is one of the early security thought leader founding fathers, probably on the same importance level as Bruce Schneier, Marcus Ranham, and Jeff Moss. His niche area of expertise is software security, and he has written at least a dozen books on the subject from 1996 to 2008. In March of 2008, while working as the CTO of Cigital, a software security firm, he embarked on a scientific data collection project that eventually led to version 1 of the Building Security in Maturity Model, or BSIM. The model is a descriptive model, as opposed to a prescriptive model like SAM, the Software Assurance Maturity Model. SAM tells you what organizations should be doing in terms of software security. BSIM tells you what organizations are actually doing. In version 1, McGraw and his Cigital team surveyed some 30-plus companies and simply collated initiatives and activities around software security. The initial model offered no judgments. The idea was to collect what the community was doing. For the first time, this model started to nudge the community into a common vocabulary. By 2014, Synopsys, another consulting firm, acquired Cigital, but still released a new BSIM report every year. In the 2021 report, the BSIM version 12 project surveyed some 128 organizations and collected data on 324 primary measurements from almost 4,000 developers and 153,000 applications. From the report, the top three activities observed were: number one, implementing lifecycle instrumentation in use to define governance; number two, ensure host and network security basics are in place; and finally, number three, identify PII obligations. And the report does identify the use of a Software Bill of Materials, or SBOM, by many of the 128 participating organizations. Nerd reference: at the OWASP App Security USA conference in 2014, Gary describes what the BSIM is for.
The idea was, we're going to go gather data, and we're going to take the data, and then we're going to look at the data, and then we're going to build a model to describe the data. I just said data, right? Real data, take it all, build model. Now, this is weird because computer science, the way we usually do it is, well, I have a pet theory, so I'm going to build a big old system, and then I'm going to try to justify it with a little bit of data. But in most sciences, it works the other way around. I got a big old pile of data, now I'm going to try to model that data. That's what the BSIM was about.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.